This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Among the things that you and me and all the rest of us bought lots of last month, furniture. Home furnishing sales shot up 7.2% month over month in January. Again, not adjusted for inflation. Sales also up year over year. And overall, really, the pandemic has been a boon to makers of sofas and home office desks and kitchen cabinets. But look, don't we buy those things every couple years, not every year? Marketplace's Matt Levin explains why our new normal might entail buying new furniture.
Like a lot of older millennials, Allison Orwig says the pandemic kind of nudged her into full-fledged adulthood. Last year, the 36-year-old had twins and bought a new, bigger home in rural Indiana, which meant
it's time to grow up with the furniture to match the house.
Growing up meant dropping more than 10 grand on a dining room table and patio set and bookshelves that make for a less embarrassing Zoom background.
The shelves aren't going to eventually start sagging like our old ones did because they were pressed cardboard from a big box store.
Replacing shoddier furniture is partly what's sustaining our home improvement binge 2 years into the pandemic. And that includes the emergency furniture we bought in 2020, says Brad Thomas, an analyst with KeyBank.
If you moved or are starting to work from home for the first time during this pandemic, you may have had stopgap purchases that were not a perfect solution.
There are some headwinds coming for the industry. Post-Omicron travel plans may dent furniture budgets, and supply chains are causing months-long gaps between order and delivery. But Joe Derichowski with the NPD Group is still bullish. He says once a living room is updated,
your eye immediately gravitates towards, well, I should update that, or I should change this. It's kind of like eating a potato chip. Once you have one, it's hard to stop at one.
Although someday you will run out of rooms to improve, right? Right? I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.